Nicole Cook grew up in McIntosh, and after college at NDSU, she returned to her hometown, where she ran a daycare out of her home for several years. And in the past couple of years, she and her husband purchased a bar that had gone out of business and created a daycare center. It's called the Clubhouse Child Care Center, and it's become a solution to several challenges specific to rural communities and child care, and it's also become a considerable employer in the town. A couple of the people that I talked to mentioned that before the Clubhouse, it really was challenging to find daycare in the area.
Mm-hmm. So in our rural area, it's really hard to find daycare, and I think one of the biggest challenges right now is so many home providers are growing out of that because the rules and regulations are so taxing on your home and your home life. And that was part of why I wanted to grow out of my home into a different location, something a little bigger, because it does get really hard to balance those necessary but taxing regulations on your house. So I think a lot of people are getting more out of that in the rural areas. And, you know, we're so far from anything big or like a big area that has a center type feel. But, you know, so many parents in our area have to drive a long ways. So we're very central on Highway 59 and Highway 2 that we're really a good location.
Could you talk a little bit about some of those guidelines that do get really hard for home cares to meet?
Yeah. So one of the things that was hard for me personally when I was a home provider was the strict guidelines on you can only have so many babies and then, you know, so many school kids before and after school. And it got really hard to serve all the families that I had because someone that maybe has two school-age kids has a three-year-old and then they're expecting two, but I already have my two baby spots filled, and, oh, I can't take your six-year-old after school because I can't take any more kids. And that's where it got really hard for some families where they had to find somewhere else to bring their baby until my spot opened a couple months later. Mm-hmm. But they still wanted their big kids to come to me, but maybe they'd have to go up to the after-school program because I didn't have room for them. And, you know, it's just nice when they can bring all their kids to one spot.
Yeah.
It just got really hard to basically make everyone happy while keeping my family first in our own home. And so as a home provider, it gets tricky to balance that home life and then the necessary regulations.
Yeah. How did you come to the decision to buy the old bar?
My husband and I have been, I have been in childcare for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And after about a year of that, I just saw my wait list and everything that I wanted to do, I just felt so limited with what I could do, having so many different age groups at my house. And I felt like there was so much more I wanted to be doing with my business and with early childhood. And looking at my wait list, I looked at my husband and I said, we got to do something. There is something else that we could be doing here. So we started looking around the communities, and I think when we bought the bar, it was our fourth or fifth business try. So we had been trying at this for years before we actually bought the bar. We had looked at one other place in McIntosh and three in Erskine. So that was our fifth try. Each time it was a space constraint or it was too close to a fuel tank or something, because each time we had to look at different regulations based on that spot or there wasn't enough outside space. So each time we'd gear up, we'd do all our research, we'd get all our ducks in a row, and we would run into some dead end. So we'd kind of cool it for a couple months, and then we'd see something else and try that. And then when the bar was up for sale, we were like, gosh, that might work. And we started looking, and it just fit. We've owned the building for 2 years, and we've been open for about a year and a half now. Yeah.
How many kids can you take?
We're licensed for 66. We have 78 right now between full and part-time. You know, some kids come Tuesday, Thursday, some Monday, Wednesday, Friday, depending on what their preschool schedule is. So We accommodate that, so we offset the days that they go to school. So, yeah, we have 78 full and part-time kids enrolled right now.
Wow. Okay, and how old are, what's the age ranges?
We are licensed to serve 6 weeks old to 12 years old.
Okay.
And in that, we have 4 different classrooms. So our infants, we have 10 infants to 3 teachers. And the infant room, it's 6 weeks to a year old. And then we have a little pre-tod section where we can take 4 pre-tods, and they're still infants, but they are just more mobile and they're just kind of ready to move on to like that next developmental stage. So they still follow the same infant guidelines with 1 teacher to 4 pre-tods. And then we have 13 toddlers to 2 teachers. And then our preschool classroom in the mornings, we're Head Start. So we can have 17 kids to 2 teachers. And then in the afternoon, we follow our own curriculum, and then we can have up to 20. We usually stick around that 17. And then we now have a new Forest program too. We can have 15 kids to 2 teachers in our Forest program. And then we do wraparound care like before and after school for our school age kids.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we become a combined classroom in our Forest classroom to take those kids that need somewhere before and after school.
That's Nicole Cook. She owns and operates the Clubhouse Learning Center in McIntosh. I was looking at your Facebook page. It seems like there's a lot of really fun activity-based learning.
Yeah, I think we do really awesome arts and crafts, but there's so much more to the imagination play and, you know, stuff that you don't necessarily take a picture of, but that they're learning more through all the time. Like a child can learn so much just by sitting down and having a tea party with their teacher. You know, the teacher models manners and etiquette and, you know, just proper language. You know, a child can learn so much just by doing simple play that, you know, we put awesome stuff up on our Facebook page, but it's those things that you don't even think about that they're learning more from you every day just by modeling.
What are some things that parents should really look out for when searching for a daycare provider?
When families are looking for childcare, you know, they should ask all the questions that they would want to ask someone that's going to be with their kids all day long. You know, what they're like, do they use a curriculum? Do they focus more on play? Do they... you know, what kind of, like, positive reinforcement do they use? Just that sort of thing. You know, I like to really, like, one thing that I like to focus on is learn through play, because I think that play is the best tool for learning for a kid. Some centers or home daycares really focus on a curriculum, and, you know, if that's the route that you want your child to go, make sure you ask those questions. And, you know, this is, it's a big time commitment for your child's young life. So make sure you're getting all the information you want right from the beginning.
Yeah, that's good advice. I still am friends with other parents, people that I met from daycare. So you've kind of created a new meeting place at the old bar.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when we had our open house, I had the sweetest compliment from an older gentleman from McIntosh. He came in and he was looking around and he goes, you know, I hope that all these little kids make as good of memories as I did here. And it was just the best compliment because it was a good way to look at it. You know, it was one chapter closing, but a new chapter opening. So he kind of had the right way to look at it. And like you said, all our families, they really are family. We are a clubhouse family, and I really care about these families and the kids and their parents and just their whole home life. You know, we get very close.
You've become quite the employer in the area. I mean, this seems like you've got a lot of people working for you.
Yeah, we have 28 full and part-time employees at the clubhouse right now.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it seems everybody in the whole area must bring their kids to you.
Well, I know, I mean, all the home providers that I've still talked to are still completely as full as they want to be, and there's still enough spots in our area.
Wow. Nicole, you grew up in McIntosh. How have you seen the town change since you were a kid?
When I was a kid, the whole downtown area was completely different when I was a kid. I actually used to waitress at the old cafe that I'm super excited to see get a facelift and just become welcoming for more people to make new memories at, like the memories that I made. And, you know, the clubhouse that we were at now was a bar that had opened and closed and opened and closed a couple times. The whole town has just completely changed.
Huh.
You know, the old school was, you know, just kind of a creepy old school, and now it's a nice auto body shop. And, you know, the whole town has just changed, and it's just changing in the right direction. Instead of everything closing down, people are just like revamping these into things that people want to do and see.
It's really exciting that there's a new generation of families coming up, and they're kind of making the town theirs.
Yeah, and like the young families in the area, they want to be involved. Like, they want to see things happen, and they want to help everyone else's kids. And, you know, it's just kind of like this togetherness feel where, you know, if we all kind of work together and see this future together, we're going to get things done.
Yeah. What do you think when you kind of look into the future for your town?
So when I look into the future, as a parent, I'm really excited to have my kids grow up in this area. I think that all of our little surrounding school districts, they're great school districts. This whole area is awesome to raise a family. And I think, like, the more parents and families see what these small communities can bring, like, they're going to see that this is a great place to raise a family. And, you know, everyone's so friendly, and you see the neighbors, and yeah, it's just a very welcoming community. I really hope to see growth in these areas, because there really is no better place to raise a family.
That is Nicole Cook. She grew up in McIntosh, and she now owns and operates the Clubhouse Child Care Center. She serves more than 70 children and employs more than 20 staff. We're taking a closer look at McIntosh, Minnesota in this segment of Let's Visit. I'm Katie Carter, your host. Thank you for listening. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.